everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you on Psalm 23. Now many of you know this psalm. It's a beautiful psalm. And I'm going to read it first, and I'm just going to bring out some points that really struck me the other day when I was reading it again. It really spoke to me, and I think it might speak to you too. The psalm, if you don't know Psalm 23, you probably know the title, "The Lord is My Shepherd." Many songs have been sung about it. It's used on many occasions because it is such a well-known psalm. So let us begin by reading it. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." Now I'm reading from the NIV version because there's some wording that I really like that helps me explain to you what struck me. So, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." What a beautiful psalm. And what struck me was how the Lord is our shepherd and I shall not be in want, meaning there's nothing I really, really will want because it's all been given to me. I won't be in need because God will give me everything that I need, but also that I want. I won't think, oh, I want that and I want that. No, he's already given everything that really I need. It's not a new car. It's not, you know, make sure that there's no bills ever coming in anymore forever. No, it's things that truly will make me happy, truly will satisfy me, truly will help me love and focus on God more and be content, find peace, have hope in my life, have focus and purpose. That's what it means by the Lord being our shepherd. But for him to be our shepherd, we need to be the sheep. We need to surrender to the shepherd. Because if you read every single rest of the lines, it goes, "He makes me, he leads me, he restores my soul, he guides me. Even though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for he is with me. His rod and staff comforts me. He prepares a table before me. He anoints my head with oil." And then he says, "Because he leads me and guides me, then surely goodness and love will follow me, will be with me, is part of my life, my journey, all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever because the shepherd is guiding me." So the shepherd can only guide us if we actually allow him to guide us. He can only restore our soul if we allow him to restore our soul. He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. But again, it's the personal invitation. It's him respecting our privacy. He will ask, he will be there beckoning to us to follow him, but he waits for us to say yes. Do you not want him to guide you, to restore your soul when you need comfort, to walk with you when you're going through those valleys of death, when it's, you know, sickness or in your career or, you know, in your family, when there's just devastation, when there's things happening in the world. Well, he will. Only if you let him guide you. Only if you surrender to his guidance. The onus is on us. You can talk about this wonderful, great shepherd, this great God, this loving God, but this love only can get through to us if we open our arms, open our hearts, open our minds and accept him. I love the line where it says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He sets the table. What's on the table could be nourishment, food for our body, food for our soul, help along the journey of our life, showing us the purpose and the plan and, you know, the direction to go, giving us hope, whatever he prepares on the beautiful banquet table that is the Lord's. It's his table that he's preparing for us. And he does it even amongst the presence of our enemies. So it's like I look at it, I walk into a room and there's a beautiful banquet laid on a table that the Lord has placed there for us. But in the room, in my life, in the room of my life, is, you know, frustration, is danger, is temptation, is destruction, is, you know, things that are happening in the world that's devastating to people's lives, but to people's livelihoods, to people's spiritual life. And even amongst all the enemies that are there against us, against God, against love, against hope, against peace, because that's what the enemy brings, God's table is laid before us and we can walk and sit at the table with him and not be worried or feel like we're going to get harm from all the other things that could be in our life or are in our life. We're in the world, because God is the shepherd. God is in charge. He's guiding and leading us. He leads us to the quiet waters. You know, in other places called the still waters, where there isn't the frustration and the danger and the unpeacefulness. No, it's calm and peaceful and joy-filled and full of the Lord's love and mercy and kindness. So surely if we are following the shepherd, if we allow the shepherd to guide us and lead us, then surely goodness and love, goodness and kindness will follow us all the days of our life. Because God is with us. God is in our life. God is guiding us and leading us. And he is the true shepherd. It gives you a different perspective on this psalm. Because the psalm is telling you what God can do if you allow God to do it in your life, if you hand your life over to him. So the onus comes back on you. The Lord is our shepherd. If we say, Lord, I'm your sheep, I will follow you. I hope that encourages you to know that, you know, in being the sheep, it doesn't say you're perfect. It doesn't say where you come from, what your background is. It doesn't say if you're black or white or grey or spotted. It doesn't say anything about that. It says, you're God's sheep. Will you surrender to the shepherd? So it's available to all. And it encourages us to know that if we place our lives into God's hands, he will not allow any harm to come to us. And I'm talking about harm in our spirit, in our spiritual life, in the walk with him, because that's what he's more concerned about, our eternal life with him. Now you can say, oh, but you know, I still get frustrated, and in my spiritual life I don't know how to pray, and you know, I'm trying to follow God, but how do I listen to him? How do I hear him? But that's the humanity of us being the sheep. That's us, you know, being frail and going, well, God is leading me, but am I listening well? Am I hearing him correctly? Choosing correctly? Not, you know, thinking, oh, well, that's the path I need to go, because you're listening to your voice and not God's voice. Our whole purpose of life is to listen to the shepherd and follow him. And the hard part is knowing, how do I listen? How do I follow? How do I do it? Am I doing it right? But the beautiful benefit of following God is, if your heart is right and you're trying to follow him and you're starting to go the wrong way, he'll show you, he'll guide you, he'll push you back into line. He will give you the signals, send someone, do something to say, no, that's the wrong way. If your heart is right, and the only way our heart can be right is if we spend time with the Lord. Because just spending time with him, he flows into us. He influences us. He guides us. And we learn to listen, and we learn the right way of living. So I encourage you, follow the shepherd. Choose him. But to follow him well, you need to spend time with him. Have a great week, and we'll see you again on our next Heartbeat.